Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this day when we lift up the scriptures, the holy scriptures, the Bible, which offer the wonderful words of life. A special welcome to you, those of you that are visiting with us. We pray God's blessings upon you, and there are cards at the end of the pews you can fill out with contact information and drop that in the offering plate later in the service. Can you believe this is the final Sunday of January already? Time just keeps marching on, and in time marching on, there are several announcements that are in the bulletin on page 5. Talk about the Toledo Walleye hockey game, the Faith and Family Night that you can sign up for. That will happen on March 5th. Sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board. The 2022 giving statements have been emailed or printed out. The printed versions are on a table in the narthex for those of you that want to pick that up. 2 weeks from today, Super Bowl Sunday, so senior youth are offering Super Bowl subs, and there's a sign-up sheet on a lectern out by the Pastor Ryan's office. I forgot to text youth this week and ask them to stand there and sign up your subs. Some of you figured out that and you signed up for your own sub. But if you want a sub this Sunday and this next week, please let us know. Tomorrow is a very important day. January 7th, 2022, we placed an order for new sound equipment here in the sanctuary. And everything is in but one part, and so Torrance will start taking out the old and replacing the new. Hopefully, the only thing you're going to notice is improved sound next Sunday. It's all behind the scenes. It's only part of the system is ancient and has problems. That's why next Sunday there won't be any black cords running across. They'll all be hidden once again. But having the new system come in, we're always in need of one or two or three more sound techs. And there is no better time to learn how to be a sound tech than when a new system is coming in. So if you would like to help us with that, let the church office know. There's a little announcement in there about history displays. Yesterday morning, I had some time to be down in the basement and looking for some records, and I came across a box of historic pictures, you know, from like 1990, all ages. And it would be great to be able to display some of those. So if you could help by putting them in frames or putting on the bulletin boards, let us know. And then there's a fellowship card game night coming up where Pam is going to share with us.
Hello, everybody. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, we'd like to invite you all back to game night. This is going to be specific to card games, so bring your favorite card game to play. It's going to be on Saturday, February 11th, and it starts at 6:13 p.m. That is the correct time, 6:13. So again, bring your favorite card game to play. You might play Go Fish, Pepper, Slapjack, Uno, Golf, War, Pinochle, Racco, Taco, Cat, Goat, Cheese, Pizza, Dutch Blitz, Old Maid, Rummy, Skitbo, anything you can think of. Maybe we'll get a group of people and we'll play that card game. Bring a snack to share. Come and go as you please. It'll be a night of fun. Thanks.
It was great to hear that Taco, Goat, whatever can be played. If you've never played that, it's one of the most frustrating games out there. So come and have fun with that game. You have to have a quick young mind, and I don't have either. As we have gathered to worship God this morning, I invite you to greet those around you sharing the peace of Christ.
Gathered at the highest throne, by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. Oh, glory and honor, dominion and power to you. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo holy is the Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, forever echo holy is the Lord. Written in eternity, every lifted voice apart, joining in a symphony of glory and honor, dominion and power to you. Wisdom and wonder belong to no other but you. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo, holy is the Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. Standing at the end of time, there before the throne of grace, majesty before my eyes, let it take my breath away. Fall, face down on the floor, all to echo, holy is the Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, forever echo, holy is the Lord. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo, but sing with all of heaven roar, forever echo, holy is the Lord. Oh, 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 forever echo, holy is the Lord. Oh,
hear the word of the Lord. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?
For as by the one man's disobedience that many were made sinners, so by the one man's disobedience that many will be made righteous.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Please join us in singing Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sorrow. Prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here together this morning. We know your story, we know your gospel message, and we come here desiring to hear more from you. So may your words be spoken here, and may our hearts respond with praise and thanksgiving. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may receive that word and act upon that word. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
In children's moments, I like to invite the kids up.
Well, good morning. Good morning. That's a little better.
All right, got a little quick joke for you. My daughter Emily told me, she told me I needed to tell it during children's moments. Kind of funny. Why are chickens so funny?
I don't know. Because they waddle?
Because they waddle? Nope. Any other guesses?
Because they have red things.
You were close.
Because
they
don't have brains?
Close. Why are chickens so funny? You want the answer? Because! That was good. Yeah.
I have a joke for that too.
You have a joke? Well, let me hear it.
What flies up and is white?
What flies up and is white? Marshmallows. Any other guesses?
Pigeons.
Pigeons. No? That's a good guess. Okay, we give. What is it?
A confused snowflake.
This is better than my children's moment, actually.
I know a joke.
What's that?
I know a joke.
Okay, let me hear it. Knock, knock. Okay, who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Why are you crying?
I fell for that one again. All right, we're going to get going on this. How about you tell me after church? Okay? Perfect? Don't forget. All right. Before we get started, I'm going to ask a couple people to write something on a piece of paper for me, okay? Will you write the word rest? Will you write the word God? And will you write the word prayer? Good. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. All right, we'll come back to this in a second. But it says rest, prayer, and God. Right? That's what these say. We'll come back to those. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Bible. Just the Bible in general, okay? What's in the Bible? Jesus, stories about Jesus? What else?
Moses,
stories about, great stories about Moses.
John
is his temple coat. Yep, there's rules, right? There's letters. Well, who wrote the Bible?
Yeah.
Kinda. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, they wrote the Bible, right? But who really wrote the Bible? God. How do you know? Because he knows everything, right? So kind of like the example that I gave, that we did at the beginning, I told the three guys up here to write something down. They wrote it, but I told you guys what to write, right? So that's kind of how God worked a long time ago. And there are many, many, many stories in that Bible, and they're all true, all right? So all those people, long time ago, to write his words in the Bible, what does inspire mean? Anybody know? That's a big word. I'll tell you a word, and I will have an example then. God kind of blew love into their mind and their brain and their heart, okay? He breathed on them, okay? And without God breathing in our lives, we're kind of useless. So when we need help with something, we need to go to that Bible and we need to read it and try to understand it, right? So it's very important that we read our Bible and understand it. But we have to let God breathe in us so that way we do understand it. We have to be inspired, okay? Now, this little party horn, this pretty much doesn't do anything, right? This is kind of like us, okay? But when God breathes in us, pretty cool, right? Now, This is kind of like us, like I said, and you got to let God breathe in you, okay? You got to read your Bible. You got to talk to God. You got to talk to your pastors. Talk to your friends about God, okay? Now, I have something for you guys. Can I have some help? Some of these are already opened. Perfect. Whoops. There we go. All right, on the count of three, this is, remember, your air is going to be kind of like God breathing, and he's inspiring, so you're going to inspire this to make noise. Ready? On the count of three, go. You got to blow harder than that. Go. All right. Perfect. Perfect. So you guys are allowed to take these home. When you go back to your seats, don't run back, okay? But the other thing that you're allowed to do, and I got permission from Pastor Eric and Pastor Ryan, you're allowed to go in your mom and dad's bedroom tomorrow morning really early and wake them up. So let's pray real quick. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your Bible, for writing the Bible. Thank you for the stories, the rules, the laws, and giving us names that we can learn about. Thank you, Lord, especially for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you to love us and help us to love everybody more every day. Amen.
I'm glad we have patient parents. And if you happen to be awakened early with one of those noisemakers tomorrow morning, I will give you Matt's phone number. Because I do not believe he checked with us on that at all. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord, what a blessing it is to hear the sounds of your wonder, to know that through your power, through your inspiration, you breathed into the people, the writers of every book of the Bible. And then as you breathed into them, you inspired them with your words. Your words of truth, your words of faith, your words of help, your words of consolation, your words of grace, and a word of instruction that teaches us that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And in the darkness of the world in which we live, whether that is grief or sadness, whether that's depression, anxiety, whether it's fear, whatever we might be scared of or unable to cope with, it's the light of Jesus that can touch our hearts. Sometimes that's a miraculous work, and sometimes that takes years for healing and wholeness to come. And so we pray for faith. We pray for patience and great endurance to know your love that is so well proclaimed and taught and shared in the words of Scripture. And Lord, as we do hear children blowing those little noisemakers, may it be a reminder to them of how you speak into us and how you speak through us. And Lord, as you speak, help us to listen. Help us to heed your word. Words of warning, words of instruction, words of hope, words of salvation. Help us listen and heed and act as those writers did. They listened and they wrote, and they wrote of times when other people acted upon your behalf to offer a word of friendliness, to offer a word of encouragement and a word of care. Help us to be your church in the ministry of the kingdom. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for Stacy and for Steve as they have procedures this week. We pray that those procedures will go well and restore health and strength to their bodies. And we just pray that they would know your strength and your comfort. We continue to pray for Pauline Marillette and for David Augustine as they continue to recoup. Lord, we pray for Bev Beaverson as she goes through some health concerns. Lord, we pray for Rosemary Schmidt, who continues to improve. And Lord, we pray that she would know your strength in these days. And Lord, just help her to cope. We pray for Phyllis as she continues to grow weaker week by week. We pray for your strength to be upon her. Most of all, we pray that your peace would continue to be in her mind. We pray for Leah and Eric and Sarah. We pray for Lynn. And Lord, we thank you that in Chloe Merrillett's scans, that they were all positive. And Lord, we continue to pray for her well-being. Lord, hear us as we offer up our own concerns, our own worries, our own woes, the people that we know are struggling with whatever it might be. Lord, may they know your nearness. May they know of our care and of our prayers and of our love. And Lord, as a gathered people of God, hear us as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.